I'd like to share with you what AFR means to me and my husband. We tune in to AFR every day without fail. We are a no TV, computer, or iPhone family, so you know where our daily news and updates come from. We find we are more knowledgeable listening to AFA than most people who have a steady diet with major TV networks. Thank you, AFR.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Share-a-thon Day 2. This is Abraham Hamilton III, though it may not sound like it because my nose is stopped up. But I have the honor and the privilege of being with you for this hour of Share-a-thon, along with my friend, my brother, an apologist, a crusader for the King of Glory, contender for the good fight of faith, as well as preserving the liberties in our nation. None other than co-host of Exploring the Word right here at American Family Radio every day, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Oh, Abe Hamilton III, man, what an honor it is to be beside you. And listeners, what an honor it is to join with you. This hour that we worship the Lord, we talk about the valiant need to fight for truth and proclaim the gospel, but also to give you an opportunity. And I want to ask you to begin to call in this hour. If you're a fan of the Hamilton Corner, as I am, if you listen to the American Family Radio Network, then this hour, give so that others can hear truth as well. Now, here's the number, if you would call it, and you'll interact with a friendly voice. I guarantee it'll make your day. But call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at AFR.net. And, you know, Abe, about 5 or 6 days out of the year, we have to raise the support to do this ministry and this incredibly multifaceted ministry. So many broadcasting, publishing, events, journalism, a news department. It's touching America and internationally, and I can prove that sharing some stories. But here's the thing. 360 days a year, we're broadcasting truth. I mean, proportionately, just to take about 4 or 5 days and just gently, prayerfully remind people that their help makes all this possible. Proportionately, that's really not that much time. So I want you to please listen to this entire hour of Share-a-thon, and we're going to go over some content that I think will be edifying to you and inspiring. And while we do it, here's a scripture that is Jonathan Coker, Jim Stanley, Brent Creeley, all the staff picked out this, John 7:38. Our theme verse for Share-a-thon of Spring 23, he who believes in me, said Jesus, the Lord says this, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Abe, I'm an old farm boy, and we used to throw a rock in the pond, and those ripples would go, and from a little spot where the rock hit the water, the ripples would go for all the way across a 2-acre pond. That's what it is when we give or we speak a word or share the gospel. The ripple effect is just beyond calculation.
It certainly is. And that the thing that I love about the ripple is the further it gets away from the center, it normally builds before it abates. And so by being a person that's willing to be the rock, if you will,
amen,
tossed by the Lord into the pond,
amen,
you have an innumerable capacity for downstream impact, for downline impact. And that's what you're doing when you support the American Family Association. Right now, we're in a $50,000 challenge. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
$50,000 all the way up until 5 p.m. Every dollar given, dollar for dollar, will be matched up to $50,000.
Wow.
So this is a great opportunity for you to be a steward of your resources and to come alongside us, to partner with us in the execution of our Lord's commission, contending.
Amen.
For the faith in this day and age in these United States of America.
And the number, folks, if you would call, and please do this now. You know, while you're thinking about it, if you would, it's on your mind. The Spirit of God is moving in your heart. So call right now. And it's 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Now, if you were to give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you're going to get this wonderful DVD produced by American Family Studios. There's the Impact series of Biblical Worldview, and this one is called The Battle in Loudoun County, and that's just one of many battles about public schooling. It's a very instructive, very inspirational, motivational DVD, yours for a gift of at least $150. Or we have what's called a Great Commission Partner. If you would give a monthly gift of at least $30, it could be more than that, but at least $30, you're going to get the Impact Series DVD plus a very, very nice duffel bag. It's branded with AFR. I was on with J.J. Jasper this morning. He said, you need this to put your duffels in. But it's a duffel bag, whatever a duffel is. But it's got the AFR logo on it. It's just really awesome. It's just what we want to say thank you. We don't take it lightly at all. The other thing, I'm going to say this, and then I'll throw to you. Abe, as long as I've been around different ministries, I've had the great honor of being on one of the boards of the Billy Graham Ministry. There's something called ECFA, the yes. Evangelical Council on Financial Accountability. And let me tell you, it's pretty stringent to get this kind of good housekeeping seal of approval. AFR and AFA is a member in good standing of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And what that means is that it's held to the highest standards of accountability, being audited, and making sure that everything is done above board. It is, I'll say it like we say down south, this ministry is clean as a hound's tooth, you know? And you can give with complete confidence. Let me tell you, having been around here well more than a decade, nothing is wasted. It's the Lord's money. And it's handled very, very copiously and carefully, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and he probably wouldn't tell you all this, but I'll let you all in on a little secret that Dr. McFarland actually joined the board of directors for the American Family Association. So what he's telling you is not just hyperbolic and not just well-wishing.
No, one of the greatest honors of my life. You know, I got to say this. My mother is in heaven. And she was a politico. Abe, my mom loved the Lord Jesus, but she loved America. And I remember I was probably in high school. Maybe I was in college. I'm not for sure. But I remember I came in one day, and she was watching the Phil Donahue show. And there was a Methodist minister on there named Don Wildman. And I didn't know anything about anything. And I'll never forget, my mom said, that guy has courage. And Don Wildman, the founder of AFA, and if she had known, my mother passed away almost a decade ago.
Wow.
If she had known that one day I would be on Don Wildman's radio network, and then even after the homegoing of Dan Celia, one day my phone rang, it was Tim Wildman, and I get a call from Tim Wildman all the time. And so I said, hello, and Tim said, Alex, I want you to pray about something. I said, yes, sir. He said, you know, Dan Celia has gone, and our articles of incorporation, we have a certain number of board members. Would you and Angie pray, Alex, would you be on the board of trustees? And Abe, I literally sat down, and I thought, wow, I never would have dreamed that decades after my mother watched Don Wildman on TV that I would be on the board of this ministry. But, folks, this is great ministry. We're not just doing this to do something. Our heart, our life, our mind, our abilities, our finances, we're invested. Why? Because we love Jesus, because we love America. Abe, I'm just going to say, we're in it to win it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're in it to win it. And winning it, you know, what does that mean? You know, when you say we're in it to win it, Alex, what do you mean when you say you're in it to win it?
Well, first and foremost, I mean the Great Commission, that the Lord said, go into all the world and make disciples of every nation.
Yes, sir.
Mark 16:15, the Lord said, preach the gospel to every creature. But I want to say this too, folks, and I want to give this number, and let's talk about what it means to win it, or success as God would define it. And call this number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And the website, if you want to give online, is afr.net. 1 John 2:28 says this. It says, "Abide in him that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Now, folks, let me just say this. Abe has a call on his life. I believe I have a call on my life. Dear listener, you have a call on your life. And in it to win it for me, Abe, means that one day when I see my Savior, all that I have, all that I am, all that I ever hope to be was given for the Great Commission.
Well, very well said. And before I get too far afield, the number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. We're in the middle of a $50,000 matching challenge where you can take full advantage of that to make your best gift that you're able. When I say best, I don't mean largest, but I mean your best gift. For some of you, it is a larger gift. For some of you, it may be a smaller gift. But if you can give your best gift to support the work of the ministry, it would be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. And when you shared, Alex, just now about your understanding and what you mean when you say we're in it to win it, my immediate thought is for our listeners, is that your commitment? You know, are you equally committed to be able to say that when you stand before the Lord, that everything that I have, my gifts, my talents, my resources, my abilities, that I've poured them out, spent them in fulfillment of our Lord's commission being executed?
Amen.
This share-a-thon is an opportunity to use your tangible resources.
Amen.
But it's by no means the only thing that the Lord will require of you. But this is a great opportunity to say, you know what? I can say yes to that, and I can take action to that yes by showing my dedication of this portion of my resources to fulfill the Lord's work through the American Family Association.
Well, and it's making a difference, folks. I mean, it really is. This morning, I had the privilege of speaking at a local school, and they were middle school and high schoolers, and they came up, and they're like, "Mr. McFarland, our parents listened to you on the radio," and I had a child tell me, said, "I used to go to public school. Now I'm in a Christian school, and Mom and Dad listened to AFR, and our family's back in church." You know,
wow.
See, some people are coming to Christ. Some people are coming back to Christ. Parents and families are raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And yeah, I mean, it's taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. It's also spreading the truths that we know will save our nation. And you can be a part of it. You can be a part of it. And if you would call this number, please, this hour is a great time because your gift will be matched. A generous donor has put up a match. So everything you give this hour is going to be doubled. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give securely, afr.net. So I want to ask you, because you know I respect you so much. I just love you, and I thank God. There's so many times I'll be listening to you on the radio, Abe. I'm like, wow, I am so glad God raised up Hamilton III. But
praise God.
What is you, when you see the Lord, what do you hope to hear the Lord say?
Oh, I hope to hear, "Well done."
Amen.
"Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into your Lord's rest." And I've learned a long time ago, my pastor in New Orleans, when I was growing up, used to say, "Well done's a reserve for those who've done well."
Amen. That's a great line.
Yeah, "Well done's a reserve for those who've done well." And at my home, the Lord has impressed upon me to draft a family mission. You know, so the two verses, one from Acts, one from 2 Timothy, that we've put together. But our family's mission is to be poured out like drink offerings in service to the Lord's purposes in our generation.
Amen.
And so everything that we do, we talk to our children about this. Everything that we do, our extracurricular activities, our involvement in our local church, the way that we are educated, the way that we learn, the way we do family devotional time, the way we enjoy our times in recreational events.
Amen.
All of them are directed toward being poured out like drink offerings in service to our Lord's purposes in our time. And so I tell them what I just told you. "Well done is a reserve for those who've done well." So as we go about our daily activities, are we doing well? Not from our standpoint, but what God say we're doing.
Amen. Wow. Well, folks, you can do well, and you can do what I believe the Holy Spirit is leading millions to do, and that's to invest in the work of the American Family Radio Network. The number, call this number now if you would now, while you're thinking about it, it's on your mind, now's the time to do it. Pick up the phone, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. You'll talk to a friendly voice, and you'll do something that could change somebody's eternity. Stand with us, won't you, during this Spring 23 Share-a-thon for the American Family Radio Network.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Loretta. I live in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I listen to you constantly, and I'm thankful for your ministry to me. I am a Christian, but you have helped me very much at this time in my life. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Spring Share-a-thon 2023. What a verse for our times, John 7:38. The Lord said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Hi, Alex McFarland here, along with attorney, pastor, commentator Abe Hamilton III. And you, dear listeners, and I want to tell you, I believe the Lord is at work. You've tuned into an exciting hour because, yes, it is Spring Share-a-thon. And while the gospel is free, the message of salvation is free, folks, it does take resources to deliver that free message. And you can give. You can be a part of helping somebody find Jesus. You can be a part of helping biblical worldview be spread. All the things that really are making a difference. And folks, you can believe it. This ministry, the American Family Association, the American Family Radio Network, American Film Studios, The Stand, which is the monthly magazine, the journal, then the website full of incredible blog articles, The Stand. And I think about Truth for Youth Bible Week and Operation Christmas Child, The Greatest Journey, Preborn, Saving Lives, the Marriage Family Life Conference, our Truth for a New Generation tour, and so many things I could go on and on. The ripple effect is simply beyond measure. God knows what it is. But I want to tell you, as you give, and you call this number, 877-616-2396, 877, please invest right now. Because listen, as people come to the Lord and are saved, people are equipped, and they get off of dead center, and they say, you know what, I'm going to stand for truth. I'm going to influence people. Look, you share in these rewards. It might be Abe Hamilton that's on the radio, or Tim Wildman, or Jenna Ellis, or myself, or Bert, or Will and Mickey Addison, whomever, Tony Perkins. But look, there are goers and there are senders, and you share in the rewards. You really do. Now, if you make a pledge of at least $30 a month, you're going to get a DVD from the Impact Biblical Worldview series. You'll get a very nice duffel bag, just kind of a way of saying thank you. They just want to tell you, we appreciate it. If you give a gift of at least $30 or more, it could be more than that, and you could pledge to make a recurring monthly gift. Or if you give a one-time gift, of $150 or more, you'll get this wonderful DVD, The Battle of Loudoun County. Hey, Abe, about 6 years ago, I made a DVD for American Family Studios of the 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask
Great
About
resource.
God. And it won Video of the Year. I didn't even know. My point in sharing this is the quality level. There was a big thing called the International Christian Visual Media Awards. Yeah. And I get this plaque in the mail that my teaching curriculum I made right here in this building, or not this building, the adjacent building,
yeah,
for AFA. It won this award. My point is, this ministry does things with excellence.
Amen.
I mean, excellence. And I think that's why God is using it so powerfully.
Amen. I was reading the scripture yesterday in the 5 to 6 hour where the Lord called for the skillful musicians. He didn't just say musicians, but the skillful musicians, that there's a quality of excellence that the Lord expected, even in the discharge of instrumentation. So the same thing with sharing content, creating videos. By God's grace, we endeavor to create resources that are equipping, you know, things that will enable you to contend for the faith. First of all, to stand personally and to aid you in communicating what you believe, why you believe it, and to be able to give that reason to all who might ask you, as the scripture indicates. And so, but the thing that enables us to do so is the resources that listeners, that like those who are listening right now, you supply during times like this, during Share-a-thon, by calling 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. The gifts that you make enable us to create these excellent resources. I know you didn't have an award coming as a motivation for it, because actually that the resource that you created is something my family, we use with our children and to train them in the faith. And so I know, because your commitment is to serving our Lord, you weren't thinking about winning an award.
No.
But because of the quality of what was produced with your content and with the film skills of American Family Studios, it ended up becoming an award-winning video program.
Exactly. You know, isn't it gratifying when you meet people? And folks, you got to understand, I'll give you a verse to sort of underscore what I'd like to say. Psalm 115, verse 1 says, "Not unto us, O Lord, give glory."
Amen.
"Not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for the sake of the truth." I know you, I know Tim, I know pretty much everybody in this building. We're doing this, number one, for the glory of Jesus, to exalt his name, lift up the name of Christ. But we're also doing it because it's true.
Yes.
I mean, we can't be silent at this hour.
Yes.
We're proclaiming and we're saying, please get on board. Folks, open your heart, bend your knee, intercede in prayer, and open your wallet. How can we be silent at this moment?
Yes.
For the glory of God and for the sake of the truth, this ministry must speak loudly.
Yeah, a testimony to that fact. A lot of people don't know this, but I didn't come to AFA to go to do anything on the radio. Not at all.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. I learned through Will Addison, actually, that AFA was in a place where its then general counsel, which was the chief attorney at AFA, was preparing to retire. And, well, I didn't know that at first, but ultimately that's what I ended up learning. Through a long story short, I ended up meeting Tim Wildman, and Tim invited me to join AFA staff to be general counsel.
Okay, sure.
It wasn't to do anything on radio.
Right.
But my commitment to come to AFA was because I believed in the mission and the vision.
Yeah.
I believed that at such a time as this, we need a ministry and an organization to operate at top level, highest efficacy, to get the gospel out, to get the truth out, to get the application of the gospel to contemporary affairs out. So my joining AFA was to be behind the scenes doing legal work.
Mm-hmm.
God saw fit to move me toward the radio, but my point again to underscore is that the motivation for myself as well as all of our team here is to glorify the Lord by doing his work.
Amen.
And again, the resources that are provided by listeners like you all, taking advantage of the $50,000 challenge that's available right now.
Yeah.
Every dollar up to $50,000 being matched dollar for dollar. It's a great time to give. You just call 877-616-2396. Some of you prefer to call. We have a team of people waiting to hear your phone call. I can see them on this iPad screen here. The number again to call is 877-616-2396. or you can give securely online at AFR.net.
Amen. You know, back in school, folks, you might have studied Dante, the Italian poet, wrote Dante's Inferno. You know, he's a very quotable guy, and one of the things Dante said, from a small spark comes a great fire. And we believe the spark of revival God is igniting, and you can fan those flames, folks. You can. I hope you're praying for our nation. I hope you're standing for truth, and I hope you're in church and building up your family, whatever family you've got, whether it be a spouse or siblings or children, that you are being a leader for Christ within your family. But also, do you know you can be a force for truth in Amen. Our culture? You really can. And it is making a difference, and here's how you can be a part, and we want you to be a participant, not just a spectator. But if you would dial 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, give securely online at AFR.net. Folks, your gift in any or every amount will be used by God. But, Abe, I would say this. I really think the vociferous opposition out there, how, you know, people say you're phobic this and you're hating that. I mean, the way that the lost world is almost at times enraged by Christian truth shows that we're really making a difference. I mean, it really is having an impact.
Yeah, back in my neighborhood growing up, there was a saying, hit dogs holler.
Wow, yeah.
It's the hit dogs that holler, and the intensity, the fervor, the rage, as you described it, Psalm 2 talks about that. Why does the heathen rage?
Yeah.
Why does the kings gather and counsel together against the Lord and his anointed? It shows that there is, that we are having an impact. It also shows, because I was being interviewed on a television show one time, and they asked me, well, what do people who are advocating for things like, you know, same-sex marriage at the time and transgenderism today, what are they looking for? Because there really is no pushback anywhere else in society. The one place where there is pushback, from the church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And there's an effort to conform the church, to not merely to allow live and let live, but to cause the church to say yes and amen. This is the will of God to what the Lord has declared to be perverse and abominable. And so that raging, that screeching, that resistance is evidence that we are standing against the tide. And so by God's grace, and we need God's grace and the empowerment of his spirit to continue to stand against the tide.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we need the resources that are necessary to fortify the Lord's remnant in this time. And this is what we're doing here on the Share-a-thon.
You know, Abe, I was with some of the reporters in the American Family News Bureau earlier, and there was in the news.
I'm sorry, I had to spend time with Chris Woodward. And
oh, I love
Steve
it.
Jordahl
Steve Jordahl, Chad Groening, Fred Jackson. Groening. Love those guys. But, you know, there was vandalism of a Catholic church and a priest that was trying to prevent a person from defacing the building and wrote expletives and profanities in spray paint. And the person is not going to be charged. And, you know, in any other context,
the perpetrator is not going to be charged.
The perpetrator is not going to be charged. And then, of course, we had the tragic shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, Monday. Then last week, the tragic shooting in Nashville. Well, here's the thing. In the aftermath of the shooting at Covenant Christian School in Nashville, they said that Aubrey Hale, the shooter, had to be heard and didn't have any other recourse. Well, you know, there have been times that I've been frustrated or discouraged, but I didn't feel like I had to go on a killing spree.
Right.
But here's my point. When you're standing for truth, you don't have to demand that the world validate you. And with those, whether they be Marxist or whether they be anti-life, anti-family, LGBTQ, trans, ad infinitum, demanding that the world comply with their worldview. Here's my point. When people are in the wrong, they want validation. When you've got truth, I had somebody, I was interviewing an atheist, and they said, does it bother you that most of the world disagrees with your worldview? And I said, well, first of all, I don't think most of the world does disagree with my worldview. I think most of the world does know right from wrong.
Yeah.
But no, I said, look, my commitment to Jesus is not in any way contingent on how many people applaud me. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
And I guess here's my thing, and I want your response. The insistence by the left, agree with us or you will pay, that tells me deep inside they know that they have to spread their worldview only by force and coercion.
It is a tacit admission that we are advocating for a lie.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. When you have things like, trans women are women. Have you ever heard women, you know, like my wife, like your wife, who ever had to run around and say, women are women?
It's like, we know that.
It's like, trans men are men. You've never, you go down the line, there are truths that are self-evident. A part of the reason why the Declaration of Independence was so powerful, because there's not a person alive who could say the words that Thomas Jefferson penned were not true.
Exactly.
These truths are self-evident.
There was a Christian apologist and theologian some years ago, and he's passed away, but his name was Greg Bonson, and he said the atheists are breathing oxygen at the same time they're arguing there's no such thing as oxygen.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, folks, Adolf Hitler said many decades ago, he said that if you repeat a lie often enough and loudly enough, eventually some people will be led to believe it. And so, folks, in a world of spin, in a world of falsehood, in a world of deception, we must proclaim truth.
Yes.
That's what we're asking you humbly but passionately. Let's do this. Let's partner together. And you can call 877-616-2396. This hour, your gift will be matched. It's a challenge, they call it. But somebody has put up some donation money, a very generous individual. You give $100, it's really $200.
Yeah.
You give $500, it's really $1,000. And look, different size gifts, but equal levels of investment and sacrifice.
Amen.
There are some of you, God bless you. And look, I've been around a lot of business people. Some of you, God has anointed you to make money. And call 877-616-2396. Abe, I've met people that can make more money by accident than the most of us could on purpose. And it's a gift, isn't it?
It is.
And I think God blesses us in order that we might be a blessing.
Yes.
I really believe that.
Yes, he certainly does. You said something a few moments ago, and it was tremendously profound. And you said it not meaning or attempting to be profound in making the statement, but in diagnosing the reality of truth. And you said, quoting Adolf Hitler, that you tell a lie often and loudly enough, some will eventually believe it to be true. What you just revealed and exposed really is the ultimate purpose of spin. Mm. The reason why there's so much spin in the talking snake media, you know.
I love that nomenclature that you came up with some years ago.
The goal of it truly is to present what is false as if it is the truth. The objective is to cause some who would hear, listen, watch, view, whatever, that spin. The objective of the spinners is for that to be received as truth.
Mm.
So now when you think about that, think about the COVID misinformation that we just went through. You know, think about the biological insanity that's become normative culturally. You know, for J.K. Rowling to say, you know what, you can't just decide one day that you're a woman. And for that to be the basis that she gets canceled.
And she's castigated.
Yes, castigated for that notion. Because the spinners literally want you to imbibe and receive the false as if it is true.
Mm. And folks, this is, I was going to say, a little outpost of truth, but it's really not. I mean, this thing is touching the world. We get emails from England. Because, see, people listen online. I'm looking right now at 10 mobile app platforms. AFA has its own app. Then American Family Radio is on all the major platforms. AFA Action Alert, One News Now. So your support, and we've got 36 pages of what I could tell you, what it's doing, the ripple effect, whether it's radio stations in 42 states, whether it's the World Wide Web, whether it's every major podcast platform, app, streaming out there, hey, the gospel is going forth, and you can be a part of it. And you're not going to know the full import until you get to heaven, but it's touching quite literally the world. Would you invest? Call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a friendly voice. Give the best gift you can, folks. You can give completely securely online at AFR.net, and you can take the saving message of Jesus and the equipping message of biblical worldview to America and beyond. Let's do this. Let's partner together in Spring Share-a-thon 2023.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Hi, this is Walker Wildman, and a couple different stories that I remember vividly about my grandfather. One thing, it's kind of a small thing, but I found it always stuck with me, and I find it kind of humorous as I grew up, and that is that around the office, around American Family Association and American Family Radio, when I would come up here as a child, and sometimes I would work during the summer and do different things in the mailroom and other places, I would always go to my grandfather's office to get a quarter for a Coke. And it never failed that Papa always had a quarter in his pocket for a Coke at the soda machine. And speaking of the soda machine, Papa was very, very serious about the fact that sodas could not be more than a quarter. He had to make sure that sodas remained at a quarter throughout the offices here at AFA and American Family Radio. So we still today have quarter sodas, you know, and you go other places and you have to pay a dollar or two for a can out of the soda machine. But here at AFA, we still have our sodas for a quarter, and that's because my grandfather was very serious about the Cokes not being more than a quarter. The last thing I remember vividly about my grandfather is I hear stories throughout AFA from time to time about how he always was looking for a fight. He was always looking for a fight, and not in a bad way, but in a way that he always wanted to make sure that he was fighting for what he believed in. And so he was on the lookout for various television channels, for various cable networks that would step out of line, if you will, when it comes to the culture war and the kind of values that they were putting forth, or the lack thereof. So Papa always was on guard, on his toes, if you will, and he was always looking for the next person or company to go after for threatening family values in our country. And so some even called my grandfather Sue Happy, because he didn't mind suing corporations are individuals who were coming after American Family Association, or were threatening Judeo-Christian family values. Another thing I noticed, another characteristic about my grandfather that I love and that I learned from, and I think many staff members at American Family Association and American Family Radio will tell you this, is that Papa was always frugal with ministry funds, meaning that he always thought twice before he spent ministry funds, and I would say that principle carries on today. He was always looking for ways to get the job done, but do so in a manner and in a way that saved money. And the view that, and the belief and the reminder that all the funds and the monies that are used here at American Family Association and American Family Radio, ultimately, they're God's money. It's God's money, God's funds, God's resources, but it's also the money of our donors, and that needs to be remembered, and be we need to be continually reminded that every time we're investing in something, or we're spending any kind of funds for whatever cause around the ministry here, we need to always remember, where do the funds come from? They come from God, and they come from our donors across the country.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. I live in the Garland, Texas, Dallas area. I just love AFR, and I love the radio station. I love radio in general. Really appreciate all you do, and it has meant the world to me. So I'm an artist, and I paint in my studio all day long, and I listen to all the shows. Of course, Trivia Friday is my favorite. And then, they come off. Today's Issues. So keep up the great work, and thank you so much.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
How exciting to be a part of things that count for eternity. How thrilling to be a part of what is changing lives, exalting the name of Christ, spreading the biblical worldview, being used by God to help restore our nation, build up individuals, inspire people to build great families, inspiring young people to give their lives for God and country. And folks, this too is thrilling. You can be a part of it. You can invest in something the Lord is doing. Oh my goodness, what a privilege we have. And the number, if you want to get on board with supporting the American Family Association and helping to call our world and especially America to gospel truth, here's what you can do. And I would ask that you do it now. Call 877-616-2396. Toll free number. You'll talk to somebody, a super duper friendly voice. 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. And I'm here, Alex McFarland, with somebody that I greatly love and respect. It's Abe Hamilton III. He's an attorney. He's a pastor. He's a cultural commentator and broadcaster. And just like myself, passionately committed to God and country. And boy, these are exciting times, aren't they, Abe?
These are exciting times because as the darkness ascends, it gets the opportunity for the light to shine even brighter.
Amen.
And we have the privilege as well as to carry the gospel into our generation as our ancestors in the faith have done. Like, I don't know how many people have ever sat and thought about the reality that if we did not have forerunners in the faith, the gospel would not have gotten passed down to us intact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were people who stood for the Lord in previous generations, you know, previous instances of ebbs and flows of society, that who said, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. And so because of their faithfulness, we are able to stand here. Well, here we have an opportunity to do the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked yesterday when we were together about how different people, I shared the story about how David Barton coming to my church in New Orleans as a teenager, literally transformed the trajectory of my life. You know, and I know that God sovereignly ordained for him to come to our church when I was there on a Sunday morning and to minister, to preach, and to show things about our nation's history that I had never heard before. I had no clue then that I would be doing what I'm doing now. Similarly, there are people that are listening to us, and this is something I was going to ask you about, Alex. There are people listening to us now who all they know is God is drawing them, is tugging on their hearts to contribute to AFA. I'm looking through the window now. My board out for the Hamilton Corner now is a man who at first was just an AFR supporter.
Really?
Mr. Bobby Rosa.
Bobby Rosa.
Yeah, he was just an AFR supporter. And then the Lord started drawing him. And the next thing you know, he moved his wife and they moved their family from Virginia.
Wow.
Because God was drawing them. So my point in sharing all of that is similar to what you said about the pebble and the ripple. You never know how far the downstream, the flow from your obedience in this moment, how far that would carry you. And I was just going to ask you earlier, just talking about, you had no idea. Your mom had great respect for Brother Don Wildman.
Exactly.
You had no idea you'd ever be on the radio network he established, let alone a board member on the organization he founded.
Yeah.
Would you speak for a moment just about how following the Lord would cause you to live a life of adventure and excitement that you could never had ever dreamed of?
Oh,
before.
Abe said, I'm in Salisbury, North Carolina. Salisbury, which is just beyond Charlotte a little way. Some of you know. And by the way, folks, call in. It's 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Angie and I, we rented a movie theater, and we brought in a couple of Christian bands. We did a big youth event down in Salisbury, North Carolina. So I was talking to a young man, and he was there, and I said, so are you a Christian? And he said, well, actually, no, I'm really not. And I think he was 16 or 17, and he did accept Christ later that night. He looked at me, he said, Mr. McFarland, I'd like to be a Christian maybe, but I'm afraid if I really give my life to the Lord, I'm afraid it might be boring. And I laughed. I said, oh. I said, being a Christian is a lot of things, but it is not dull.
Oh, amen.
And I know you would concur. I said, young man, if you really give your life to the Lord and you say, dear Jesus, I'm going to let you lead my life, you better buckle up.
Yes.
Because you are in for the greatest adventure of your life.
This is the truth.
And do you know what? Some of you have heard my testimony. I give God the glory. I don't want to talk about Alex. I honestly don't. But I was in 12th grade. Southeast Guilford High School. I'm a product of K-12 public education. I had no idea about America's Judeo-Christian foundations. But when I was in 12th grade, they asked me to be in this English class, gifted and talented English. And they said, look, and they were telling me, and there was only three assignments in the whole year. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll sure do that. But every part of the grade was 30%. So it gets to the my graduation year, and they're like, Alex, you have to write a 15-page paper and give a speech. I'm like, I don't want to give a speech. I was very shy. And they said, well, if you don't get up and give a speech, you're not going to graduate. Okay, Abe, I went to summer school to graduate English, to graduate high school, get my high school diploma, rather than give a speech. Now, if somebody had told me, okay, Alex, for your entire adult life, five nights a week, you're going to be up doing open mic Q&A, unscripted, in front of total strangers, speak in 2,200 churches every day, go on the radio. I never would have dreamed. I went to my 20th high school reunion, and I'll never forget this guy. He said, who are you and what have you done with Alex McFarland? Because you're not the same person. And I said, you're right, I'm not the same person. But here's the deal. Daniel 11:32 says, and maybe this is you, friend, the people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. Jeremiah 20, verse 9, here's why we do radio. Here's why we're doing what we're doing. Here's why we ask you to get on board. Jeremiah 20, verse 9 says, his word was in my heart like a burning fire.
Amen.
The guy who couldn't give a speech in a high school class, why would I give my life to traveling the world, debating atheists, being on the radio? Because Jesus is risen. The gospel is true. People need the Lord. America needs revival. And I'm just one little guy, but it is the greatest joy, isn't it?
Amen.
It's a passion. It's a reason to get up early and stay up late.
Yeah.
And friend, Jesus is conscripting you into his army right now today. The Lord says to you, whoever you might be, God says, I want to use you, my friend. I've got a role for you to play. Esther 4:14, like Mordecai said to Esther, you've come to the kingdom for just such a time as this. Now, I'm going to give this number, and I'm going to throw it back to attorney, pastor, cultural commentator Abe Hamilton. Here's the number. Call right now, and together we're going to call our nation and our world to the Lord Jesus. This is 877-616-2396. Your gift in any amount really honestly matters. God will use it. God will bless it. Your gift, 877-616-2396. You can give online at AFR.net. But Abe, is it not the most thrilling, most rewarding, most invigorating reality that I can know the living God, I can serve the living God, I can speak his word, and the Holy Spirit will use it in the lives of people, and it counts for eternity.
Amen. It is so, so thrilling. And I want to say again, the number to call, you have a few minutes. You have about 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to take advantage of the $50,000 matching challenge. Every dollar up to $50,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. That number is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. net. What you said, Brother Alex, is so true. Some people heard my testimony, but man, I'm just a boy from the hood. It's the truth. I was born and raised in the Ninth Ward, New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, my mother was the pregnant teenage mom from the projects. You know, it's just the truth. You know, by God's grace, the thing that changed my family's trajectory as a whole and ultimately my trajectory is that God saved my parents.
Amen.
My parents were adults when they became Christians.
Wow.
My parents were pregnant with me. They got married the year before. They got saved the year I was born. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't know a lot about the Lord. What they knew is I want to put this boy somewhere where he can hear the gospel.
Amen.
So they kept me in places where I could hear the gospel. Fast forward just a little bit. I remember I was asked a question one time. Well, Abe, didn't you have to see somebody who looked like you before you were willing to go to law school? And I laughed out loud. I said, no. There was nobody around me that were lawyers. The thing that led me to go to law school was God.
Amen.
When God called me to go to law school, there was no hesitation or doubt as to whether or not I could or couldn't do it because I was in school on mission. See, being on mission is not only, you know, going overseas and praise God for full-time missionaries overseas, but I was on mission. God had called me to go to law school. So no, I didn't need to see somebody who looked like me. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because what if God called you to do something nobody else has ever done before?
Yeah.
You know, what if God called you to make the successor to Facebook, you know, to create some new technology? That's one of the most foolish things I've ever heard. But the reason why I was able to rightly and immediately diagnose it as foolish, because of communing with the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord, the Bible says, orders the steps of a righteous man. He makes his path straight. So it doesn't matter how many have never done it before. It doesn't matter how many look like this and don't look like this. If God has called, he will make the way for you to fulfill what he has called you to. And so that was the game changer of my life. I never dreamed in a million years. There were people who knew me after going to undergrad and then finishing Bible school who had never ever heard me say anything about law school because I never talked about it because I didn't really want to go.
Right.
But God called me to go. And so when God called, yes and amen.
Amen. That's like with me and getting out of my shell. I mean, I was an introvert, very shy. I remember on the campus of University of North Carolina at Greensboro, I had a lot of my friends. Abe, after the joy, the euphoria of getting born again began to sink in, I began to realize, as far as I knew, all my buddies were lost. I didn't know if I had any friends that knew who Jesus was. And so I began to talk to my friends. Never dreamed that I would be a minister. Certainly never dreamed that I would have the extreme honor of being on the American Family Radio Network. Now, folks, here's this number. And you might be, right now, as you listen to Abe and myself, the Spirit of the Lord is stirring in your heart. And you're saying, well, I want to serve God to a deeper degree. I want to be more tangibly, hands-on involved in Christ's Great Commission. Here's a way to start. And I can tell you it started with me as well. But you give 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. This hour is a match. Talk about good stewardship. You make a donation this hour, you call in, and a generous donor is going to double. So you give $500, it's $1,000. You give $75, it's $150. Abe, I remember as a brand new believer, I was 21 years old, and I was obviously got in church from day one, and I wasn't making much money. I was making $800 a month driving a truck, and I got my little paycheck, and I gave a tithe, not out of duty, but out of gratitude. And for the first time in my life, I realized somehow in my very ignorant, you know, redneck, backwoods upbringing, but I was in partnership with God. And as long as I lived, I'll say this, I'm going to throw it to you folks, and I mean this with all my heart. We're not saved by works, but everything we ever do post-salvation should be a decades-long thank you note back to Jesus. And every day I want to be working on that thank you note.
Very well said. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. I agree with you, Dr. Alex, to work on that thank you note every single day. Guys, this is a small portion of that. It's not the exclusive expression of your gratitude to the Lord for saving you, for those who are saved, but it can be a part of that expression of gratitude. If you're listening to us right now and you are not saved, you have not placed your faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation, do not harden your hearts as the Lord is drawing you there. Many of you who are listening that for some reason you cannot turn your face or ear away from this network. I want to tell you that God is drawing you to himself. Do not harden your hearts as the Lord calls you.
We often say this, Jesus is as close by as a prayer, and indeed he is. Maybe even right now today you just want to say, Lord Jesus, save me, and he'll do that. If you need spiritual help, you can reach out to us at AFR. Otherwise, folks, keep on praying for Share-a-thon. We've got a lot to come, and we've got a world to tell. So let's do this together. May God bless you, and may God bless America.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.